Hear now the word of the Lord as it was written in the book of Isaiah, portions of chapter 43 and 45. I have made the earth and have created man upon it. I with my hands have stretched out the heaven, and all their army I have commanded. For thus says Yahuwah, who created the heavens, God himself, who formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He has created it not to be empty. He has formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. Bring yourselves and come. Approach together, ye that are escaped from the nations. They know nothing that carry about the wood of their graven image, and they pray to a God which cannot save. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not flow over thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be singed, and its flame shall not burn on thee. Because thou hast been precious in my eyes, thou hast been honored, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men instead of thee, and peoples instead of thy soul. Fear not, for I am with thee. From the sunrise I will bring thy seed, and from the sunset I will bring thee together. I will say to the north, give, and to the south, hold not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, yea, whom I have made. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work True Christian Religion, a portion of passage 773. The very end for which the universe was created was no other than the formation from men of an angelic heaven, where all who believe in God shall live forever in eternal blessedness. For the divine love which is in God, and essentially is God, can intend nothing else. And the divine wisdom which is also in God and is God can effect nothing else. So throughout the word, the term to create, which is frequently used, means to form for heaven. And finally, reading further from the word of the Lord in his second coming in the work Earths in the Universe, a portion of passage 126. That there are many worlds may be evident to everyone from there being so many constellations visible in the universe. And it is known in the learned world that every fixed star is like a sun in its place. For it remains fixed like the sun of our earth in its place, and that the distance makes it appear small in form like a star. Consequently, like the sun of our world, it has round it planets, which are Earths. And the reason that these do not appear to our eyes is their being at such an immense distance and having only the light of their star, which cannot be reflected again as far as here. For what other purpose is there so great a heaven with so many stars? For the end of creation of the universe is man, that from man there may be an angelic heaven. What would the human race, and thence an angelic heaven from one earth, be for the infinite Creator, for whom a thousand earths, nay, tens of thousands, would not be enough. By calculation, it appears that if there were a million earths in the universe, and men on every earth to the number of 300 million, and 200 generations in 6,000 years, and if to each man or spirit there were given the space of 3 cubits,
the whole number of so many men or spirits collected into one body would still not fill the space of 1,000th part of this earth, thus perhaps not more than the space of a single satellite or moon around the planet of Jupiter or Saturn, which would be a space scarce discernible in the universe. For a satellite or moon is hardly visible to the naked eye. What is this to the creator of the universe, to whom there would not be enough if the whole universe should be filled? For he is infinite. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.